are open to us. Brother Red's getting ready. He's making one right now at their church, and so that's going to be wonderful there. And, you know, I talked to a preacher one day and asked me if he had a prophecy. I said, yes, sir, I do. He had a missionary, and then he trashed it. I said, he did what? They left it a trash. I said, he's asking for support. He ain't getting ours. Hello. How can you go into something like that? That's God's house, amen. How can you go in there and trash something like that? I'll tell you what. People are something else. I heard about this preacher. He quit his church, okay? And the brethren got around him and said, brother, what'd you quit for? He said, well, he became a mortician. And he said, it's the only way I can keep people straight. I think so. You know, I've been in ministry for 40 years trying to keep people straight. Sometimes it works, sometimes it don't. Anyway. Well, take your Bibles, go to 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. I got a 7-point message tonight, so he's going to have to pick up after I'm done. But I'm going to cut it short. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 5. And let's go to the Lord in prayer. Father, I come before thee thanking thee for this time, this place, and the freedom that we have to meet. And Father, I pray, you know who needs the message. I do not, but I pray you help me tonight to deliver the message in the fashion that I should be delivering it to you, to them. And Holy Spirit, I need your help. I know the message and everything, but I don't need know what you want me to say exactly, but please help me. Guide my mind, my mouth, and everything about me. I pray that when we leave this place, we'll be able to make a difference tomorrow. Father, we love you. Thank you for caring for us. In your name I pray, amen. All right, 1 Thessalonians. But before I get there, go to Colossians chapter number 1. Colossians chapter number 1. The Bible says in verse number 10, that you might walk worthy of the Lord and while pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, increasing in the knowledge of God. 1 Thessalonians chapter number 4. Furthermore, then we beseech you, brethren, and exhort you by the Lord Jesus, as ye have received of us how ye ought to walk, and please God, ye would abound more and more. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse number 12 says, that ye might walk worthy of God, who hath called you unto his kingdom and glory. I want to preach a little while tonight, this particular subject tonight. Does your talk match your walk? Okay, I mean, I see a lot of people say, yes, I'm a Christian, but how are they walking today? Hello? Does your talk match your walk, folks? If we're all Christians tonight, I'm not getting nosy, anything like that. But just challenge you a little bit. How are you walking tomorrow? Hello? In front of everybody. And the workplace. The shopping place, amen. Walmart, wherever you go. How are you walking then and there? The church is one thing. You got to, you know, keep yourself somewhat decent here. But how are you walking out there, huh? Does your talk match your walk? Paul is writing here in 1 Thessalonians, and he gives us some key things for us to look at. First of all, he says in verse number 17, he says, "Rejoice evermore." And you think about Paul for a minute. He's in jail one minute, out, shipwreck, and then whole lot of city, and stoned to death, they said. Amen. They thought they had him done. Over, the babbler is gone. But when the stone's rolled away, he got back up and went back in the same town to stone him. Amen. His walk is matching his talk. Amen. Think about that. He had every reason to quit, but he didn't quit. Amen. Our Savior had every reason to quit, but he didn't quit. He went all the way to the cross. And beyond the cross. Well, rejoice evermore. I mean, Paul could have quit, but he kept on going. I mean, when they rolled those stones off of him there and they saw his face, I'm sure there's a smile on his face. Amen. He said, I'm going to keep on laughing and just go on. Amen. For God. Amen. Rejoice evermore. Not when just things are going good. Hello? Sure, I like to have a good time then. Things are going good. I have money coming in. I'm going to be happy. But when the money's gone, things are going wrong, I'm happy. Yes, happy then. We took off for Arkansas, our 1998 Yukon. We enjoyed that vehicle very, very much. Got about 2 hours from our house and developed a serious miss in the motor. I pulled off the freeway, went to the Meyer gas station. Is there a mechanic around here someplace? They told me two places to call. First place is on Saturday, nobody there. Next place is a muffler shop, and so I went to them. Folks, we always pray before we leave our journey, amen. God, keep the truck running good for us. Keep us safe as we help us to be a help to the church as we're going to. Help us see someone get saved. I mean, we always pray before we go. Here we are, broke down. The guy there at the muffler shop, he said, number 7 cylinder is gone. I said, all right. 7 is better than 4. My Trailblazer, I mean, I had trouble going to Texas one time, and it was on 4 cylinders all the way to Texas. So, there we are. We're still smiling. Still happy. Not going to go home. My wife says, we ought to go back home. I said, why? Mechanic is booked up solid. God is where we're going. God is here. We're going to keep on going, amen, and rejoice all the way there, amen. We got to call the place where I was heading for the meeting and told the pastor, we're having trucks. Can you get here? Yeah, we're going to get there, okay? We got there and booked it in a motel, and pastor's wife came by and said, I'm going to give you a car and get around. That's all right. So we went to the first mechanic. He listened to the motor run. It run rough. You need a new motor. $5,000 installed. You're still praying. Another guy says, I got a used motor for $600 to $800. But we didn't know that motor. Right. Pastor's wife says, I know this race car driver out in the country. He's a mechanic. Let's go to him. That's fine. So we went out there. I started the thing up. I said, do I need no more? He says, who told you that? And I said, another mechanic. He says, no. I had a meeting to get to in Arkansas on Wednesday night. He said, leave it with me. I'll work on it Wednesday and I'll just tear into it. He said, I can fix it. I said, all right. Before I got back to the hotel, he called me. He said, I know what your problem is. Hello. The pastor of the church, he said, Brother Quick, he said, tell me how much it's going to cost. I said, all right. I was expecting thousands of dollars, okay? We're still praying. Hello. I called the mechanic and I said, is it done? It's done. You can pick it up right now. I said, how much? He says, how's $650 sound? Fine. We didn't have it. That small church put us in a hotel for 4 nights. Hello. And the pastor paid the bill. Amen. We pray. And we give thanks. And we're happy. What was wrong with that thing was it was a broken valve string. That's when number 7 cylinder was dead. It wasn't operating. There was no pressure in there. It's a broken valve string. And we're still going. Paul says, rejoice evermore. And some people quit the ministry over something like that right there. But we don't know the word quit, amen. I've been through 15, lots of years in a wheelchair. I don't know the word quit, amen. Rejoice evermore. Rejoice evermore. Well, go to Psalms chapter number 5 with you real quick. Psalms 5 real quick. Psalms chapter number 5. Look at verse number 11. Talking about rejoicing. The Bible says there, but let all those that put the trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be what? Joyful in thee. A lot of Baptist churches don't know the word about joyful. Amen. But we're supposed to be a happy bunch of people. Why? Somebody paid our bill. Amen. Amen. Psalms 32. and verse number 11. The Bible says there, "Be glad in the Lord, rejoice, ye righteous, and shout for joy, all ye upright in heart." There we are back to being happy again, amen. There is, he said, shout, amen. This came from a camp meeting. The shout got on a few times there, amen. I like to hear shouting in church house, amen. Not at the kids, amen. Praising God, amen. Rejoice. 33 chapter. Verse number 1. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. That word comely means beautiful. We need to get back to having a good time in the house of God, amen. And just count it for all joy, amen. Rejoice. Evermore. Rejoice. Evermore. I probably told this here one time before. I'll tell it again. My wife developed a lump down below, and we took her to my family doctor, and he said, "We got to get her to a specialist right away, right now, quick." And we got her in the specialist. He was taking a sample from my wife. He looked at me and says, "This does not look good at all." Got a phone call from him. He says, "Mr. Quick," he said, "your wife has got two kinds of killer cancers." He said, "She needs to have surgery done right now." And I thought, my soul, I'm in a wheelchair yet, God. What are you going to do, take my wife? He said, "Have you prayed?" Hello? Took her to the hospital. I kissed her goodbye, waiting in the waiting room. And 4 hours went by, no doctor. 4.5 hours went by, no doctor. I thought, what is going on with my wife? I was still happy, folks. I wasn't losing my salvation over this. Hello? 5 hours, here come the doctor. I said, "Doctor, what about my wife?" He said, "Just a minute, Mr. Quick." He said, I got to tell you something. I want it. He said, "I spent an extra hour in your wife looking for the cancer I found, and it wasn't there." How do you explain that? I said, "Well, you're a good doctor. But you know what? I know somebody a little bit better than you." Hello. Still smiling. Still happy. Still rejoicing. Rejoice evermore. Then I get to my next point here. Pray without ceasing. Verse number 17. We as a people of God have quit praying. Hello. We do not pray like we used to. I remember how my daddy had an old Baptist church, eighth grade education is what he had, but he knew God, amen. He knew about God, amen. He was a special music. He played the guitar and the harmonica at the same time. Don't ask me how he did it, but he did it and it sounded great, amen. I remember those days we prayed. Yeah. Wednesday night was not Wednesday night. It was not midweek service. It was prayer meeting night.
Yes, sir.
Hello?
Yes, sir.
We met to pray as a group of people for whatever. Missionary having trouble, sickness, or whatever. We met and prayed. And I believe in praying through, folks.
Yes, sir.
You said some kind of religion they like to pray through. I like to pray through also, folks. Keep praying until God answers.
Yes, sir.
Praying through. Well, we don't pray like we used to. The Bible says we are to pray always. Never quit. When things are going your way, the job is going fine, you kind of forget about praying, don't we? Hello. You wait till you start having children. You learn to pray. Hello. Our last child was 10 pounds, 4 ounces. Here's our 10-4 baby, amen. We prayed. Prayed for our children. Raise them up in the right way, amen. I raised my boys to be men one day. I raised my daughter to be a young lady one day. Did not have any switching over. I think I want to be a girl today. Business. Pray. We need to get back to coming before God and praying. I'm going to give this here. I'm going to move on a little bit. I was asked one time, I was living in the Upper Peninsula of Michigan. I was called by another pastor. And he said, "Brother Quick, can you come and help us start Westside Baptist Church?" I said, I'll pray about that. And God said, go. So I said, yes, we had to move about an hour and a half to the east, to Manistique, Michigan. I had promise of work, laying floor covering. I went to work, the guy fired me. Went home, I told him, I said, he fired me. Why? I don't know. We got done and have no food. Sent the kids to the Christian school with biscuits and water. That's all we had left. That's it. No jam, nothing like that. Knock on my door after I got done with my prayer closet. A fellow in my door, he said, Mr. Quick, yeah, you lay carpet? I said, yes, I do. He said, house, three houses down from here. He said, we want you to come down and give us an estimate. I said, all right. So I went down there, gave him an estimate. And I said, when you want done? He said, right away. I said, I'll go get my tools and come back. He said, wait a minute. I said, did I forget a room? No. We want to pay you first. In all the years in the floor covering business, I never had a stranger, and I never laid carpet before, pay me first. Yeah. They didn't know how I laid carpet. But they didn't give me a check. They gave me cash money. Because that day we sent our kids to school with biscuits and water. And God came through again. God's waiting to come through for his people again, folks. We need to pray. Pray. That little boy is going to have that body cast. I had a body cast on me one time. Your pastor knows about this. He laughed at me. They put me in a body cast from here to here. I was out in the yard, sitting in a yard lawn chair. I just got sat down, and that chair broke, and there I was on my back like a turtle on his back. Amen. I couldn't do nothing but scream, amen. My body cast didn't last long. Hello. We need to get back to praying to God. God wants to hear from his people.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
The children of Israel were held in captivity. They were made to be slaves to the Egyptians. But the Bible tells me that even amidst all that slavery, somebody was praying. God heard a prayer. Send and deliver, God. We're in trouble. Look at America today.
Yes, sir.
We are in trouble, God. Help us. I don't like what's going on in Washington. I'm praying that Biden gets born again. Gets to go into Baptist. That'd throw a wrench in their party, wouldn't it? They wouldn't know what to do then. I'll tell you what. We had a good president. Hello. Now, don't get quiet. I think you're all Democrats. Amen. I've preached in Democrat churches before. They're quiet sometimes. Yeah. Anyways. Back to praying to God. God is waiting to do something for his people. Amen. But we've got to ask. We've got to ask. You know, my daddy gave us an allowance. But we had jobs to do before we get that allowance, amen?
Amen?
I worked up from pennies a week to a quarter a week, amen? That quarter could buy, at the dime store, I could walk out with handfuls of stuff for a quarter, man. You don't believe me, do you? No Walmart back then, amen? Dime store.
Yes, sir.
But if I didn't do my job, I didn't get the blessing. We need to pray. Psalms 24, if you're real quick. I'll show you something there. Psalms 24. We need to pray. Psalms 24. But we've got to do it the right way. Psalms 24, look at verse number 3. It says, who shall ascend in the hill of the Lord, or who shall stand in the holy place? He that hath clean hands and a pure heart, and not lift up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. That's it. Clean hands and pure heart. And Brother Quick, if I get myself clean, what's going to happen? It's found in the next verse. Clean hands and a pure heart is going to find what? There it is. He, the one with clean hands and a pure heart, he shall receive a blessing from the Lord. Righteousness from the God of his salvation. Hello. Clean hands. your heart. Will you pray? Will you pray? Remember that widow woman in Luke chapter number 18. She kept coming to the judge, saying, "Avenge me of my adversary." We do not know what happened to that widow woman at all. The Bible does not say anything about her, except for she kept coming before the judge, saying, "Avenge me of my adversary." That judge could have had her hauled off and put away forever. Amen. But she kept coming. She kept coming. The Bible goes on to say, this judge did not fear God nor regard man at all. He says this, "But because this widow is troubling me, I'm going to avenge her of her adversary." When is the last time we got serious with God and began to bother God about lost souls? Bother God for those that are sick. Bother God about some things. We're not doing it today, are we? Now you're getting quiet. Yes. So, we need to rejoice. We need to pray. Then lastly, we need to give thanks. Give thanks. I thank God every day. After my 15th back surgery, the doctor said, "You need some therapy." I said, "No, I don't. I'm going to go home, put my John Deere hat on, climb onto my John Deere tractor, and therapize myself." Lived on a farm. And so that's exactly, I knew what I could do and what I couldn't do, and so that's what I did. And many times I'd be on that tractor out there, and so I just shut that thing off, raised my hands up, and just praised my God, saying, "Thank you, thank you, thank you. The wheelchair's gone. Thank you. I don't have no pain. Thank you." When's the last time you thank God? When's the last time? He's waiting.
Yes, he's worthy.
And he's worthy. You know, I had two boys. You had to be careful on Daddy. You didn't come thank Daddy. Dad didn't give no blessings to them, amen. The same way is with God. Our Heavenly Father is waiting to bless His people. But yet we can't say, "Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, we have a free country. Thank you, Lord, we have a church to go to. Thank you, we have a fine pastor that's our pastor. Thank you, Lord, for his family. Thank you, Lord." You can go on and thank God all night long and never come to an end of thanking him for what he's done. Does your talk match your walk? Hello? We are Christians. I said this over at Brother Red's this morning. The world outside, lost people outside, they know exactly how a Christian is supposed to be, how he's supposed to dress, talk, walk, conduct himself. They know how we are supposed to be. But many times, we get done at church, walk through the doors, we get home, the world comes back on. Hello. Rejoice evermore. Pray without ceasing. If there's ever time for the church to pray, it's now. Give thanks. When is the last time you had a Thanksgiving prayer with God? When's the last time? When's the last time? That's my 7-point message tonight. Hello? I can keep on going, but I'm going to quit. I want to hear about Judy.
Deborah.
Deborah. I want to hear about this woman. But you think about it now, folks. Does your talk match your walk? Monday morning is just a few hours away. How are we going to be right now out there tomorrow? Hello? Think about it. Think about it.
Thank you, brother. You owe me a cut.